All right, another topic that everyone always asks me is, you know, how do you sing and play guitar at the same time? You know, I don't know how to follow. I can do one or the other. I can't do both, right, at the same time. So the trick is, you have your lyrics and type them out, even if you've memorized them. And then you underline where the strong beats of the lyrics are, especially where the chords change. In this particular case, we have Ain't No Sunshine. So it's, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Right on the word gone is when the first A minor comes in. So I'm going to put a big underline on that, right? And then there's two chords in between, which is E minor and G. So ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. So on the syllable away is the third bar of the tune. So far we got gone and away. And then ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Like, so there's another gone. That's E minor. So you got to match. Sometimes when you print out stuff off the internet, the lyrics and the chords, they don't really match up too great. Because it's, you know, you get what you pay for. So. And long is the chord change of D minor. Anytime she goes away. Right?
This is the beginning of that?
Yes, correct. So it's not lined up on the sheet.
I see.
All right, so I'm not gonna make you sing for the recording, but play it along with me, and I'm gonna sing. So, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. As long as the strong beats line up, you'll kind of know how everything else should go. I'll pause this and you could try. The tricky thing with this song is there's such a long pickup. You know, ain't no sunshine when she... That's all. You don't play any chords there. You only start on the word gone.
Yeah, it's not the best example.
But we'll do another example after this. But as long as we're on this, try it. All right, now that was good. Now we're moving on to another example. This is called Sinners Like Me by Eric Church. So... First step is to make sure you can play the chords without stopping. So you were going a little fast just now, so slow it down just a little bit and go right on the verse. Don't even worry about the intro. All right, so you're kind of going faster and slower, which is common. You have to be willing, this is important, you have to be willing to not be able to sing it at the tempo that you hear on the radio. But singing it at any tempo is way better than trying to sing it at tempo and not being able to. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
So slow it down. It's nice and smooth. Slow everything down until you can play it smooth. We won't even talk about the voice until that step has been met. Like... good, except for the B minor. Let's work on that for a minute. But now that you're able to play the tune at a slower tempo, let me hear that thing again. Good. So what we're going to do is underline the words that go right on the chord change. It goes, I was 15, not the words, but the syllable. So it's I and teen.
Mm-hmm.
When my daddy's old man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call me halfway. Is it on halfway? I don't know this song that much. Is the chord change on the word halfway?
I don't know.
All right, let's figure it out. We'll play the first line first. Four, five, six. I was 15 when my daddy's old man
called me. Yeah, call me half.
Okay, so the strong word is on half, right?
I believe so.
Called me halfway through my first cigar. Is it on my? We can even put the song on,
yeah,
and
maybe,
you know,
it might be my.
That's actually a good point. Let's.
I was 15 when my daddy's old man called me halfway through my first beer.
So it's on through. It's like in between through and my. So the chord change comes. So what I mean is, it's sometimes the bar lines are. It's not always so cut and dry like that. But you're looking for where the strong words are to help yourself anchor.
Yeah.
You know, and if the rest of it is doesn't line up perfectly, then you're fine. You know, this is kind of an unscientific way to do it, but it gets you there. Gets you there fast. Gets you there without a lot of music theory or things like that. So. You'll be like, now we're gonna play it slow, and since that song's in drop tuning, it's not even gonna sound like the same key. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beer is definitely right. So just that in of itself. Try the first two lines singing. You don't have to sing in the recording. I'll pause it. So your homework, yeah, that's right. Your homework is to go through the rest of the verses and underline where the strong beats are.
Okay.
And then it gives you an anchor, you know. And if you need to rewrite it, you know, another possibility is instead of taking this chart with the chord symbols over it and the chord symbols aren't in the right place and it throws you off.
Print
it and double space it, and then you can put the chords right over the word, not even the word, the syllable,
yeah,
where the chord changes.
Okay.
So you're making your own customized chart. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you have the lyrics and chords that are printed from the internet, which isn't worth anything because there's no bar lines, and then we wrote the in the right hand margin the chords and the bar lines, but now the lyrics and the chords seem disconnected. In order to do, you know, this isn't official sheet music. You'd have to pay money for that. And you don't read music anyway. But this is an easy way to do it. You know, so that's your homework. And